At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Tell you what, be glad that you don't live in Switzerland, because they're a tad different over there.
Really?
They got some interesting laws in Switzerland. You know, they're known for having the most expensive speeding tickets in the world.
I did not know that.
This just happened. It's because it's based on how much money you make. A driver's facing a $110,000 fine.
Holy crap.
Yeah. He was ticketed for going 70.
Okay.
Fast.
He's going 48 miles an hour a 31 mile an hour zone. Being that he makes so much money, that's how much the ticket was. That's not the record, though.
I've never been so glad to be poor.
I tell you.
Or to live somewhere other than Switzerland.
Yeah.
There was a driver in a Ferrari. He was caught going 85 miles an hour in a 50-mile-an-hour zone, and he had a fine of $290,000 because his estimated income, I guess, or worth was $22.7 million. Wow. So the fact is, he's a repeat offender, too, and that made it even more expensive. So imagine paying almost $300,000 for just speeding.
Yeah, I wouldn't live there.
Yeah.
I mean, imagine having so much money that you get caught knowing you have a lot of money and it's going to cost you more and more and more, and you keep doing it.
I'd run.
Yeah.
Flee the country.
I'm just saying, at that point, would the fine be that much worse if you ran for it in your Ferrari and maybe got away?
Jail?
I mean, $230,000, $400,000, whatever that was, that's jail to me.
Yeah. It's very strict country. And like, well, what, for example, what if you had like a late library book? Did they make you like do reading to the kids, those little snide-nosed kids? It's like community service. You got to go read to the kids and wipe their noses for 2 weeks.
Probably if you have no money, you do that. But if you got money, you got to buy a wing to the library.
Okay. So it's based on excess speeding, location of the speeding ticket, and the driver's income and wealth. So and also repeat offenses. But that's the Guinness World Record is the $290,000 fine for a speeding ticket.
Poor guy.
Yeah.
Can you imagine breaking a world record but for that?
So here's some other weird Swiss laws that they have. So Sunday must be a big deal to them. You can't mow your lawn on Sunday.
That should be a law. That really should. In fact, growing up, that was the Lord's Day.
Yeah.
And I always chose not to do anything on Sunday unless I'm, playing with friends. But but I hear people cutting grass, and I'm like, you're not going to heaven, don't you?
That's the Old Testament. That's not the New Testament.
It's the Bible.
It's the Old Testament, Old Covenant.
You also shouldn't be able to do it before 11 a.m. on a Saturday.
I don't think you should do it before 11 a.m. any day.
Yeah, I just don't think neighbors should mow lawns.
You know what? They say it's better for the bees, so let it grow.
Yeah, but it's about noise concerns when it comes to that. You don't want people mowing their lawns. They can't even recycle with glass bottles on Sundays because someone might break a bottle, I guess. Also, another noise curfew, between 10 p.m. and 6 a.m., loud activities like flushing the toilet, slamming car doors, or even wearing high heels in an apartment can be considered disruptive and potentially illegal.
This can't be true. Wow. I mean, this is insane.
Well, it's the Swiss.
I mean, they're not the backwards country. They're not a third world country.
You think about living in an apartment and you got somebody up above you and they're clomping around with their shoes, and it's like between 10 p.m. and 6 a.m., like at night, and they're waking you up.
I wish they'd do this for my neighbors. Their kids sprint up and down the stairs all day long and all night.
Yeah.
Do an ordinance for them.
Boy, when you are living in an apartment, it's like you want to be the person on the top because those people above you always make so much noise. And here's something else weird in Switzerland. It's animal welfare. They're concerned about their animals over there. Switzerland takes animal welfare seriously. You can't own just one guinea pig, parakeet, or even a goldfish, because they are social animals and require companionship. So you got to get at least two guinea pigs, two parakeets, two goldfish.
Well, that's nice.
It's like Noah's Ark.
And, of course, the driving regulations, we were just talking about that. You can't smoke while driving, so that's okay, but you can't wear flip-flops while driving due to safety concerns.
Isn't that a law here, too?
Not that I'm aware of. No, I even asked about barefoot, and it's legal.
It just feels weird, though, when you are barefoot in your car, and you you know, but you can grip hold of that brake pretty good.
Yeah, but then my toes cramp up. It's like when I wear flip-flops, I feel like I'm pressing the gas with the tips of my toes, and my toes start cramping up.
Uh-huh.
But whatever Switzerland's doing, they're one of the happiest countries in the world.
Mm-hmm. It's That's because they're not allowed to complain.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
You know, Gen Z gets made fun of a lot, but they look down on older generations as well. And there are some things that they think are old people things. One of those things is checking out of a hotel. Mm-hmm. A Gen Zer posted a TikTok while walking out of a hotel with the tagline, "Older generations, this is how you check out of a hotel. You just walk out."
Isn't it funny how everything that they complain about the older generations are something that the older generations did to be nice, and they're trying to justify their rudeness in the world?
Well, part of it,
I think, us old?
Technology has changed, too. We used to have to check out of the hotel to finalize your credit card. All that stuff now just is automatic.
But I still like doing it.
Wait, but how do they know if you're checking out late or not?
Well, if they can't get in your room with the people, they're like, "Hey, you're too late." Otherwise, it doesn't matter.
And Cato, you just like to be courteous and say bye to everybody. It's like, it's been nice being around you this past week.
And technically, you don't even have to check into a hotel. You can check in on an app. You can use your app for the key of the hotel room door.
Yeah, that's true.
But I don't do any of that. In fact, I got an upgrade the last time I used a hotel. They upgraded from regular rooms to suites for nothing. Because I was nice, I checked in.
But you know what? There have been so many times where I've been the one who's like, "Hi, good morning, how are you?" And they're like, "Here's your room key." Like, okay, true. Why did I even try to be nice?
That's true. Everything's self-service now. I mean, you don't even need any employees at all, because we're doing all the work, like bagging the groceries, checking out the groceries. Pretty much we'll be stocking the shelves soon.
And you don't even need to call the hotel to book your room, but that's how I got a great deal, because I called personally, talked to the girl at the hotel.
At the hotel, yeah.
And she was polite. I actually got to the hotel and asked to see her and meet
her. You're lucky you actually talked to someone at that hotel and not a call center in India.
This is true, too.
Now, they say that the front desk doesn't need you to tell them you're checking out, and they don't need you to hand them the room key. And that may be technically true at a lot of places. But, Cato, here's what the people in the comments said. They agreed with you. They said it's rude. And one person said, "As a former housekeeper, it makes our job a lot easier if you're polite and let someone know, because we then know that room is available to clean."
Yeah, because a lot of times checkouts may be 10 or 11, and we're leaving at 7 or 8 to hit the road. So you let them know so they can go in and clean your room, and the person coming in can check in early.
Yeah, that's nice. Yeah. That's nice of you, Cato.
I'm polite. I need every chance I can get to get into heaven. I'm nice to everybody.
It ain't nothing you do.
And I say yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am.
Yeah.
Well, some people say they've tried to check out, and there was no one at the front desk to even check out with.
That's when you just leave.
I mean, honestly, when you do get to heaven, you got to check in there at the gates with St. Peter.
Yeah, you can't do that on an app.
At least they got somebody there to talk to.
So I guess there's other things along these lines that the Gen Z feels like we're old when we do it. Leaving voicemails. I mean, don't you need to leave voicemails sometimes?
Nowadays, you don't have to, because you got that little button on your text. So you just send them a little voice text. And it's like leaving a voicemail, because they'll check that. They won't check their voicemail.
Well, the voicemail gets translated into text now anyway. So you can leave a voicemail and they'll get the text of it.
I never leave a voicemail, but I do have some saved from like my parents, from my grandma, things like that.
I got some from my mom on Sunday mornings when I don't answer.
You know what? And you do that because it's like when they're no longer with you, like you go back and you listen. Yeah. I've had friends that were dads or grandpas passed away, and they go back and listen to those. In the future, it's going to be an AI voice. If this is the grandpa when he left an AI voice message for me. It's going to be like someone else's voice.
Now, I don't leave voicemails for friends or family most of the time. They know if they see me call, they'll call me right back. So I don't have to leave.
But we do a lot less voicemail.
True.
All of us do.
It said printing boarding passes is an old person habit. I just feel good having that thing in my hand and knowing if my phone goes dead, I'm not screwed.
Yes, and the other part of that, like if you go to concerts and stuff, everything's digital now. How many times have you been in that line and you're like, please load, please load, please load?
I was going to the Jimmy Buffett concert. I couldn't bring my, I could not load my phone. Some girl I didn't know let me hotspot her phone pull up my tickets to get into the venue.
That's a good. That's
so from now on, I make sure I either have it in my Google wallet or.
That's a good pickup line, too.
I know. We sat together the whole show. And it was Jimmy Buffett, so you know what was going on there.
Yeah. Gen Z thinks we're crazy for driving to restaurants to pick up our food, but it's expensive to use the other methods.
DoorDash, yeah. And
they're paying a lot for their food. They also said that it is. It's kind of old person to only buy one version of a Taylor Swift album. Apparently, you got to buy all the versions.
Okay, but this latest one is just one version.
Is
she specifically
it?
Said she's not doing that this time.
Okay.
So we can save our money.
That's good to know because my daughter buys all those things.
I saved a lot of money not buying any of them. So.
Oh, I like Taylor.
Yeah. I can turn on the radio and listen.
And the new one is super cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like a glittery orange, the vinyl version. The digital version looks like all the rest. There you go. If you're doing these things, and maybe you are old.
I need to sit down.
Take a load off, Aaron.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
All right, tell me the truth now. Do you peek? Many times we have that opportunity. Let's say you may be at someone's house at a party, or let's say you're over to a date's house for the first few times. Do you peek? Maybe you've been in a relationship for a while.
No.
Do you peek? Mm-mm. You mind your own business?
Yep.
Now, we've talked about going through drawers before. You know, it's, that drawer's just right there. You know, you're at the party. They're busy entertaining other guests. You don't go and dig through the bathroom drawer or anything like that.
No.
Is that what you're talking about, peeking?
Yeah.
Like looking through people's drawers?
Yeah, what else did you think?
I had no earthly idea.
What else?
Did you just think medicine cabinet? Because we always talk about that to see what kind of cream
there's
that they're
not
prescribed.
Any medicine cabinets anymore, are there?
Not really.
Yeah.
But I still call them a drawer a medicine cabinet.
I feel like if it's in the bathroom that everyone's using for a party, that's fair game.
Okay, you'll go through the drawers?
You know I'm in there. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, you can snoop a little bit through that
stuff. You might
stuff.
Be looking for a paper or a hand towel or something.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to say when they walk in.
Well, they're right there, Tori.
Okay. If someone happens to leave their phone on and open, or maybe a computer on or open, do you snoop? Do you look at anything? Like
no.
The, okay.
Mm-hmm. No, not that kind of stuff.
It's pretty rare that you can.
Yeah.
I mean, they're usually locked out. There's either like a code you're going to have to type or it's going to recognize your face.
Mine's open like most of the time. Like I have like a 5-minute window that stays open. Mine, I mean, to probably set my boundaries a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Most people do like face recognition or something like that.
I have a passcode, but I would not even have anything on it had it not been required by our company.
So you would just have it for anyone
it would
to
just
look
for
through?
For anyone, you pick it up, just turn it on.
I never had a passcode until I had a boss who would just like go through my phone when we were doing videos and stuff for work.
Yeah.
And he'd be like, oh, such and such text you. And he would just read it. And I'm like, okay, we
See,
are going. Yeah.
That's,
so then I
that's
did the face ID. Yep.
Yeah, I would do that then.
All right. Do you peek in their purse or wallet when it's not around?
If someone even asks me to go into their purse, even my mom, and says, grab this, I will hand her the purse.
I
don't like doing it.
I start to sweat and stuff and panic.
Whose purse? Because if it's my mom's, I'm probably looking for like a lifesaver or something.
Yeah.
So I'm going to snoop around in that.
Yeah. Okay. I wouldn't have a problem with looking at my mom's purse.
Okay. Let's say John's wallet. Do you go through that, dig through that?
Well, move on.
My wife rearranges everything for me. I'm like, where's the credit card? She's like, I moved it into a better spot.
Speaking of that, credit card statement. Do you peek at that before they get home?
Who are you talking about peeking here? Like who? Peek at whose credit card?
Like your
card?
Significant
yeah,
others?
Your significant
I mean,
others.
There's no hidden stuff between us.
Well, there shouldn't be.
I mean, there isn't.
Yeah, but sometimes you'd feel, I mean, if John's looking at the credit card statement, like, what's that for?
Yeah, mind your business.
Yeah, $31.23.
He knows everything.
Or you're at a friend's party and you walk into their office and look through their bills. You know,
you're nosy.
I babysit and house sit. And I do not, I've never gone lurking through drawers or
as anything. You shouldn't.
And they even have like papers sitting out, bills and stuff, and I'll just slide them aside, get them out of my way, but I don't even look.
But see, if I'm at my friend's house, like I've got a couple of really close friends, I'll be like, girl, I'm looking through your stuff because I'm looking for something. But you always tell them.
All right, how about this? They say they go and they're getting gas at the convenience store and like, oh, I'm going to run in and get something to drink. And you're sitting there, you're riding shotgun. And they're going to go inside for a minute. Do you open up that glove box just to peek inside to see what's in there?
It depends on how long they take. If I get bored, maybe.
Normally, I'm in there with them buying something.
Oh, okay. See?
No, I wouldn't.
A lot of people say, like, just go ahead and get me a Snickers bar and a Coke, too. But then they go digging through the glove box because a lot of people said that they go through the glove box.
That's just weird.
Yeah, if you're getting snacks, I need to be supervisor of that. I need to go in and see what snacks we're getting. Because we're sharing them.
Yeah, I know.
So I need to be like, yeah, no, this or that.
It sounds like a lot of people need better friends.
I know my friends, and there's probably something I don't know about them that would ruin the friendship or change
it. Yeah, yeah.
And I don't want to go looking for that.
Oh, okay.
So if I find something snooping, then it's going to be on my mind, and I can't say anything because then they'll know I was snooping.
But that glove box is just right there. It's so easy to get into.
Yeah, it's so boring 99% of the time.
True. And I feel like with my friends, we pretty much know everything about each other. So it's not that interesting to snoop.
My console is like my mom's purse. I've got everything in there. Like you go in, there's all kinds of stuff in there.
Most of my friends carry guns. So I don't know if I'm going to open a glove box and see a gun or a drawer. And so, yeah,
you will see a gun
for
me.
Or in their purse because female friends I have guns in their purse.
Yeah.
When we're out.
All right.
Just in case.
All right. Well, just don't peek, I guess. Apparently, it's not a big deal.
It's just not something you should be doing. Most people, I hope, don't do that.
Well, you'd be surprised because people, this is what they said when they were asked, were they peeked?
Yeah. I don't care. Look through my stuff. I don't have anything interesting. If you find something interesting, though, let me know because I've probably been looking for it.
And Hawk, I've been looking for your K-cups in your drawers in the office, and I can't find them. Where did you move them to?
I ain't telling you.
I need coffee.
They were disappearing.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7. This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Well, 3.6 million Hydrotech expandable garden hoses. If you have one, they've been recalled due to a risk of bursting, just blowing up on you, which causes injuries and hearing damage, according to the Consumer Product Safety Commission.
How?
Yeah, it's like expandable burst of those hoses.
That's water pressure right there.
That's a lot.
I wish I had that in my shower.
Yeah, and they call them water hoses, not hose pipes when they try to market them.
Yeah.
Ain't something wrong
with
that.
They ain't from around here.
No, they ain't. Well, you know what? Cecil B. Hollister, he has his own issues going on with his hose pipe because he didn't read, he did have warning labels. He got warning labels on the hose pipe or whatever, water hose if you want to be fancy. And you ain't supposed to drink out of those things. And you especially ain't supposed to siphon gas out of those things. That's how you know how you do that?
Yeah.
Have you ever done that for your lawnmower before? Well, so did Cecil, and he had some issues this morning. We're going to call the water hose company.
Thank you for calling Water.
I'm hose breaking, please.
Okay, who do you want to speak to, sir?
Well, I'm having a problem. You got a customer service line?
For hoses?
Yeah,
Hold on. For
my hose.
Good morning, customer service.
Hello there. My name is Cecil B. Hollister.
Okay.
I was shopping the other day and I bought me a...
A hose?
I bought me a hose at Walmart.
Okay.
And I just read some disturbing news. It says on the back of the hose, warning, this hose is not for drinking water use. This hose is made from recycled materials. The product contains a
Chemical.
Thank you. Yeah. Well, you're good. Known to cause cancer and birth defects and other reproductive harm.
Yes.
I didn't read the warning sign before I used my water hose.
Okay.
I live in South Carolina.
Uh-huh.
And what had happened, I used the hose, and I just, after I used it, I started flopping around, acting like a maniac, and passed out.
And you passed out?
Yeah, I passed plumb out. And a bunch of people around me, and my friend Lester gave me mouth to mouth, and that's about gross.
Okay, but...
You ever had another man kiss you?
Excuse me?
You ever had another man kiss you?
Well, I'm a woman, so yes.
Oh, but yeah. You're probably right. Well, I tell you what, I was flopping around there, and they said I was acting crazy. You know what? The scary part about it is Lester's called me 3 times since that incident, and he sent me 12 dozen roses.
Okay. But did you have anyone examine you, or did they say it was because you drank water from this hose?
Yeah, I just used a hose and just started flopping around. I hadn't had anybody examine me or nothing. I've been fine ever since, and that happened Saturday.
Okay.
Yeah, buddy, I tell you what, I gave everybody a scare there.
Was it of any type of condition that you have, or is it just that just because you drank water out of the hose, you felt that way?
Oh, no, I didn't drink water out of the hose. I ran out of gas in my lawnmower, so I was siphoning gas out of my gas tank in my pickup truck.
Okay.
And that's why, yeah. So I think there could be something wrong with my hose.
Well, really, it's not intended for drinking water use.
You know what? After I siphoned the gas out of my pickup truck,
uh-huh.
It's a Ford F-150, just to let you know.
Okay.
I got a lot of gas in my mouth, and I spit it out as soon as I could. And after that, I just woke up with Lester kissing me.
Oh.
Flopping around there.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's a sight to see.
And how do you feel now?
For me, I feel normal, but I guess I'm a little dizzy.
Oh, okay. So you believe that it's because of the hose that you feel this way?
Well, it's either that or the gas that I swallowed.
That could definitely be, I mean, it's more likely that you would feel dizzy out of those gases than out of the hose.
Have you ever done that? Have you ever siphoned gas out of a pickup truck?
Not really.
Yeah. It comes in handy if you got a hose.
Okay.
I shouldn't be drinking out of that hose,
just don't drink water out of it, but I mean, just to hold it or to have it in your house is not going to kill you, you know what I mean?
Okay.
If not, we wouldn't manufacture the hose.
So don't drink out of the hose.
Just don't drink water out of it.
And don't siphon gas out of the hose.
No, I wouldn't suggest that.
All right.
Okay.
I just didn't want to catch the birth defect. I didn't want to catch something like that.
It's not even 4 years. That's to the state of California.
But?
That's to the warning is for the state of California, not for other states.
So you mean it's all right if we buy the hose in other states? It just happens to people in California?
Yeah, well, I would say yes.
Okay, well, I guess we're safe here. I'll keep on siphoning gas here in South Carolina. You've been sweet.
Okay.
You got a sexy voice.
Okay, so have a nice day.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
I love how she chose to just say yes instead of try to explain that stuff. She's like, for you, yes.
Yeah, the hoses are just dangerous in California, not here in South Carolina. It's okay to drink out of your hose pipe. Yeah.
Good. Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
You know, I'm very dedicated to my job. I come in even when I don't feel good. And this morning is one of those
days. Please, don't talk about it.
One thing that's so nice, though, is that Tori is always trying to help me solve my problems.
Well, we got so many compassionate employees here to help you out.
No, when you try to help someone and it's a continuous problem because of their decisions, then you're tired of talking about it.
Well, this morning I have very deep cramps, and I assume they're gas cramps. But Tori has been helping me out this morning, and she told me that I just need to do the downward dog and the happy baby.
Yeah, they're yoga poses, and they help.
Oh, yoga.
Yoga.
I thought it was yogurt.
You were serious when you asked? I thought you were making a dad joke.
Honestly, I don't know how a yoga pose is going to help with deep pains, cramps in your stomach.
Ask anyone who's been in the middle of a yoga class doing those poses and being like, oh my goodness, there's someone behind me and this is about to not be good.
Cheese.
Yeah.
Not cheese.
I thought you were passing him your PMS medicine.
Well, I mean, I can do that too. I don't think it's going to help you. But if you need, do you need a Snickers and a Midol?
Yeah. No, I don't need anything in my stomach right now.
I did need that biscuit from Hardee's.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
That didn't hurt anything. Morning. I eat those every morning.
Yeah but and you complain.
I don't. I don't hardly ever have cramps in the morning.
Yeah, those biscuits are good. I've tasted. I took a bite when he was out of the room.
They are delicious.
What I love is that Tori is dedicated to trying to solve my medical problems.
Because tummy issues, they are horrible. I mean, they really do. They'll stop you in your tracks sometimes. So, yeah, nobody wants to feel like that.
Well, she's always talking about it, too, because of her hubby has them occasionally.
Well, he's got Crohn's, so he has them all the time,
and
basically.
And then you got baby Michael. He's like, I think he was up last night because his stomach was hurting. He was whining and crying just like Tom does on the radio.
For many, many years.
Listen, 1 o'clock in the morning, I was sitting there doing happy baby with him and bicycles. I get it. You want me to bicycle your legs? I'll do it.
Yeah. I will FaceTime live.
Tom, lay down and do bicycle
I'm
legs.
I'm not sure my legs can do that.
I do it for him. He's just kind of going with the motion. I can do the same for you.
He doesn't have a torn meniscus in his knee.
It is kind of funny, though, when you do that to the baby. Yes. It's like the legs is going, man.
Does he toot on you when you do that?
He does. And you know what's funny is if someone else said that, I'd be like, gross. But for him, I'm like, you tooted. Yay.
Yeah.
Like baby toots are just different.
Well, it makes him feel better. So then you're like, yes, I did it.
But toots don't always make you feel better. Sometimes you still have cramps after you toot.
I don't know about that.
It can happen. I mean, you can still have cramps after you know.
Maybe you didn't get all the gas out.
Maybe not.
God, lay on the
floor. Think it's really generous of you to offer to let me toot on you.
No, don't toot on me. You'd have to be like, okay, you can go now.
But she's offering you suggestions to help you, and you're not willing to help yourself.
I'm not going to lay on the floor like a baby and do training wheels.
Come on, Tom. I got you.
That is dedicated coworker right there to do that for you.
I'll go get you a bottle of Coke. You have a bottle in your mouth at the same time.
We'll put a little nipple on it there for you. A little baby bottle nipple.
That would be handy, actually. That way you could lay down and drink your Coke.
You know, I did read that breast milk is basically a natural laxative.
Okay, ooh. I don't need to do a natural laxative. I just want to stop having cramps.
You know what? The problem is you didn't burp Tom this morning after he ate Sardi's biscuit.
You're right. Come here.
I burped myself. And this is getting weird, by the way.
You did burp yourself. Letting them get it weird.
It started out that
no,
way.
No, it didn't. I just said I have cramps. They hurt.
Do you want me to go get you some Tums?
That's
what I take.
I like the Coke more, to be honest.
Well, that's not helping.
Someone said, don't forget the diapers.
Yeah, if you're going to do that baby move on me, I'm going to need a diaper. I'll try to warn you.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I'm going to need a heads up on that.
No kidding.
Yeah. And I can tell Tom is serious because he's been kind of like just staring ahead and not talking a lot. And you know that feeling when you get those cramps. It ain't fun.
We're not used to him not talking a lot.
Yeah.
It's not fun at all.
I hope it
I am dedicated. I am here even though I'm working through pain.
You're the real MVP.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it to get awards or anything. I'm just saying.
Let's call the hospital and get him an epidural.
Now, that would actually be awesome.
Yeah. Why are you here, sir? I got stomach pains.
You're like, not anymore. I don't.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.